Anatomy of a Fall Masters Anatomy of a Film. Anatomy of a Fall is an engaging and intimate French legal drama directed by Justine Triet. The movie stars Sandra Hüller as a mother, Mila Machado-Grainier as her son Daniel, and Swan Arlot as Vincent, Sandra's defense lawyer and close friend. The plot follows the three of them navigating the trial regarding the death of Sandra's husband, played by Samuel Theis, after he falls from the top floor of their home. Sandra is the suspect of his murder, and their son Daniel is the only witness. The catch is, Daniel is blind. The film fosters the viewer's connection to the characters. At no point does the viewer have more information or knowledge than them, creating the impression of being right with them at every turn and discovery, keeping the audience fully invested because it feels like we have a stake in the outcome as much as the characters. The movie depicts complex characters and their different perspectives. It shows how the trial tests Sandra and her relationships. Early on, Vincent tells her, "You need to start seeing yourself the way others are going to see you." Throughout the movie, she grapples with her self-perception versus her projected image. Being able to see both of these perspectives in the movie creates a very well-rounded understanding. In court, Daniel learns things that he never knew about his parents, which makes his trust in his mother waver. For the first time, he asks the question of if she murdered his father. His personal experience testifying for his mother is a roller coaster and shows a wide range of human emotions. Each character has this depth, pulling the viewer deeper into their story. The cinematography, acting, and scripting decisions also play a big part in this intimacy. The dialogue is believable and the delivery is convincing. The inclusion of lines that aren't necessary to forward the plot serves the purpose of making the characters feel more genuine and relatable. On top of that, there are many shots of the various characters where nothing is said at all, and the audience is forced to experience the moment fully and imagine what they might be thinking and feeling. Often, too, the camera follows the line of sight of the characters, particularly during tense scenes. By literally showing the viewer the point of view of any given character, it creates a deeper understanding of their perspective and, as a result, a deeper connection to them. Music and the absence of it is also used strategically throughout the film. The only featured songs are played in the movie by the characters. The main two are piano pieces that Daniel's practicing. Albéniz's Asturias and Chopin's Fourth Prelude. The first is a fast-paced and loud piece, creating a sense of tension and drama, mostly in the first half of the movie. Daniel's varying skill in playing this piece is also used to show the passage of time. The second song is much calmer and quieter, which we hear for the first time as duet with mother and son. It provokes reflection on the events of the past. When there are silent moments, the absence of music goes hand in hand with the absence of dialogue to encourage the audience to experience the scene more intimately and honestly. The skillful use of these many different elements of the film makes Anatomy of a Fall a captivating, beautiful movie with a well-rounded plot and characters.